A Chinese automaker is building its dreams and giving Tesla nightmares. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. China is home to the world's largest auto market. And when it comes to electric vehicles, Tesla has dominated sales. But Chinese automaker BYD has recently shaken up the rankings. It's now beating Tesla in the Chinese market and is threatening to push Tesla from its top spot in global EV sales. BYD stands for Build Your Dreams, and it's one of the biggest privately owned Chinese companies, though in many places it's not exactly a household name. The BBC's Monica Miller went for a ride in Singapore to find out more.
Sometimes you do get fares that go to the airport and down to the city.
If you really want to know how a car performs, ask a taxi driver. Meet Johnson Fu Chi Kian.
I've been doing this for the donkey years.
He's driven a cab in Singapore for more than 20 years and says a car radio and space to pack several pieces of luggage are things he values in a vehicle. He's also particular about a driver's seat. He's on the road 6 days a week on 9-hour shifts. It's a lot of sitting.
And you go and sit in another taxi seat, you will know the difference immediately.
Johnson has been driving a BYD E6 station wagon for about a year now and says it's a smooth ride. So smooth, the panda bobblehead that sits on his dashboard hardly moves.
This one is fantastic. They don't have a combustion engine, so it's very quiet, like you can see now. And the drive is very, very smooth.
This is Marketplace Tech. We'll have more from the BBC's Monica Miller in just a moment. This is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Now back with more from the BBC's Monica Miller, reporting from Singapore, where she tagged along with a taxi driver, Johnson Fu Chi Kian, to explore the rise of Chinese electric vehicle maker BYD.
Johnson leases his vehicle from ComfortDelGro, a global transport company which operates 35,000 vehicles in seven countries. Its managing director, Cheng Xiaqian, says BYD's batteries last much longer than other cars, especially important when running the air conditioning in the tropical heat.
We are looking for a vehicle that has got a range of more than 500 kilometers with a single charge. And that is something that is front and center in our consideration.
BYD is also cheaper. Bill Russo is the head of business consultancy firm Automobility in Shanghai.
Entry price is 78,000 RMB. Which is a little more than $11,000.
Tesla's entry level, the Model 3, is almost three times as much, at $32,000. The U.S. company has slashed prices in China to compete with domestic car makers. But he says whereas Tesla has outsourced some of its manufacturing, BYD is all in-house, so it has more control over its price.
BYD was a battery company long before it was a car company. They made batteries that went into consumer electronics products and cell phones in particular.
It's not just about the cost and efficiency. In some places like Singapore, the charging infrastructure is still playing catch up with demand. Cheng Xiaqian from transport company ComfortDelGro says a limited number of fast charging stations or YEVs only make up a small fraction of their fleet.
If you want them to actually park the vehicle for hours and then waiting for it to be charged, it's not practical. Because for them, every hour is actually money.
It's not just BYD that Tesla has to worry about. New Chinese EV brands like NIO, XPeng, and Li Auto are all revving up their production to join the global race to build electric vehicles.
That was the BBC's Monica Miller. Jesus Alvarado, Rosie Hughes, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Daisy Palacios is the senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.